All over, finally, elections and counts to local councils and the European Parliament. But why are half the population represented by just a quarter of councillors? Just 26% of those elected to local councils this week are women. There were a record number of 681 female candidates, but that represented just over 30% of those who ran for election. The National Women's Council has called on all political parties to commit to the introduction of a 40% gender quota for future local election candidates in their party manifestos. For more on this, we're joined by Dr. Michelle Maher, who's programme manager for See Her Elected. Dr. Maher, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
Tell us more about what See Her Elected is about. This is about encouraging more women to run for election and encouraging more women to be voted to office, yes?
Yeah, we support women in rural Ireland to be candidates in local elections. And, you know, we saw a big increase, as you said, in the number of women on ballot papers. All bar two of our local electoral areas across the country had a choice to vote for a woman if they chose to do so. And 681 women was up of over 100 women from those who ran the last time round in 2019. But as you also very rightly point out, that didn't translate into any material gain in the number of seats for female councillors. So
no, but there's a lot. If only 30% of those who are standing are women, then if the representation is 26% of those chosen, you need more women to stand in order for more women to be chosen, yes?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And, you know, had the story of this election been a Sinn Féin tide, like we saw with the Green Party in 2019, then we would have been looking at more women in county councils, because Sinn Féin, of course, ran 45% of their candidates were women. Or, you know, had, you know, Fianna Fáil, for example, if they had matched Sinn Féin and run, you know, more than the quarter of their candidates, which were women, arguably, again, we'd be looking at more women in our county councils.
Yes, Fine Gael with 29% too. Why, yes. Why, in your view, were there so few women, despite that record number, who stood for election, and particularly in rural Ireland?
Yeah, well, rural Ireland is where See Her Elected's main focus is. And, you know, we would have supported well over 200 women who were running, and many of those pulled in first preference votes in the high hundreds, and on transfers got over 1,000. But the fact that they didn't get elected, it really points to, I suppose, an ingrained and deeply embedded loyalty to councillors, which is already in place in rural Ireland. And of course, in rural Ireland, those incumbents are overwhelmingly male. And maybe just two examples to demonstrate that, you know, in Killaloe and County Clare, we had the same five Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael men elected as a group again for the third time. The Social Democrats ran Fiona Levy there, who got well over 1,000 votes, enough for a seat in many constituencies, but, you know, not enough to break down that wall. And maybe County Leitrim, you know, has gone from 3 to 4 female councillors, but that's bringing the sum total of women ever elected to the county since the formation of the state up to 7. So it's going to take us more than just one election cycle to alter this, because See Her Elected were established in January 2020 to try and do something about this in rural Ireland especially.
Dr. Michelle Maher, Programme Manager for See Her Elected, thank you very much for speaking with us.